Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Peyam and Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Tesam Abayis, the last line, Tanya. It says, the Gemara Tanya Rabbi Omer, Kol HaShiurim Kulam B'Kazayis, Chutz Mitumas Aichot. That the Shiurim of all Achila, anything food related, so the Shiur is generally a Kazayis, except for when it comes to Tumas Aichot, Shashina Akasa B'Mashmon V'Shinu Chachamim B'Shiurim. Being that the Torah switched the Lashon and didn't say it in the regular Lashon, so therefore the Chachamim changed the Shiur, and it's a Kabeitza, the Shiur for transferring Tumah with food is a Kabeitza, not a Kazayis. The Raya is Yom Kippur, that when the Torah switches his Lashon, so then we have a different Shiur. So, Ma'ashina Kasav and Mashmayo, where do we see by Yom Kippur that the Torah gave it switched to Lashon? Miloy Sa'una, it describes the Isra of eating as Inoy. It doesn't describe it as Achila. U'ma'ashinu Chachamim B'Shirah, and where do we see that the Chazal switched the Shir? Ka'kaisavas, because we know that the Shir for Inon Yom Kippur is not a Kazayas, it's a Kaisavas Agasa. So you see from there that when the Torah switches the Lashon, we give a different Shir. U'mai Rai L'davar Yom Kippurim, now why do we need a raya from Yom Kippur? Tumas Aichon itself is the raya. Now you see that the Torah gave a different lashon, and Chazal switched the shir. Says the Gemara, no, because the imehasam have amina orcha dekrahu. I would have thought that that was just orcha dekra. It's not really because the Torah said a different lashon. It's just amad drasha that we have that the shir is kebetza. So therefore, you can't learn out from the drasha of Tumas Aichon, which we didn't say yet. But you can't learn out from that drasha. Rather, the only place you can learn out from is from Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, now, Tumas Aichon Kebetza Minala, now what's Taka the Makar? Amar Rabbi Avayu, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Kram, because the Pasuk says, Mikola Aichel, Asher Ye'achel. So it says a weird Lashon. It says, Aichel, Asher Ye'achel. So we say from there that the Shir is different. Now how do we know that the Shir is the Kebetza? Because we darshan that Aichel, Abba, Machwas Aichel. It's food which comes from food, Ve'ezazeb, Ve'ezaz Tarnagayla. It's referring to the baits of a chicken. Maybe it's referring to a gedi, which comes from a mother goat. Says the Gemara, no, because that's mechusar shchita. So that's not even relevant to Tumas Aichon, because it's not, it has to get shechted still. Ve'ema ben pakua, so maybe it's referring to a ben pakua, it was found inside a mother, that was, the mother was shechted. So then the lacha is that the child that's found inside the mother does not need shchita, that's a ben pakua. So then it's not missing shchita. Says the Gemara, still taught in Kriya, it has to get its blood let out, and until then it's asr ba'achila, and therefore it's not mistaber that that's the Aichon mitoch Aichon that we're talking about. Rather, we're talking about a beitzas tarnigailas. Says the Gemara, ve'ema beitzas bar yochni, who says the beitzas of a tarnigailas, which is smaller, maybe it's talking about a beitzas bar yochni, which is a tremendously large bird, and the share is really much larger. So says the Gemara, no, for that we have a cloud, tefasta maruba light, tefasta, tefasta mua, tefasta, we always go for the smaller share. So therefore we assume it's talking about a beitzas tarnigailas. Well, it says the Gemara, if you're looking for smaller shiurim, ve'ema be'asa de tziporta. Maybe it's referring to the beitza of a tziporta, the zutar tuva, which is a very small shiur. So the Gemara doesn't answer this kasha. The Gemara just brings that Rabbi Avayu didei amar, that until now we discussed Rabbi Avayu in the name of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Avayu himself had a different makar. He had a different drasha, same pasuk, mikola aicha shal yachel, but he had a different drasha that aicha shato aicha bevas achas. The pasuk's referring to food which you can eat in one shot, v'shiru chachamim, e'beis abliya machzik yoysir mi'beitzas tarigailas. That the person's throat could contain no more than exactly the size of a beitz of a tarigailas. So that's where Chazal got the shear from of a kebetza, but Al Kapanim, the Gemara was just coming, the Braisa was coming to say that, being that the Torah used a different lashon, so therefore the shear is not the standard kezayis. Amr Belazar, Belazar said, "Aichel chelav bezman hazet, tzarch shiyachtav leshir." Person who eats a certain amount of chelav nowadays, so he has to write down how much he ate exactly, because maybe when the Beis Hamikdash comes, they're going to change the shear. So he has to write down. And in order to know whether or not he's going to be chayv a carbon then, so he has to write down the shear. Says the Gemara, "Ma yarbe b'shirim." What does it mean? They're going to be marbe in the shirim. Ine with the mechayvi carbon and kazayis katan. They're going to change the shirim and say that really kazayis is much smaller, and your chayv already a chatas feeding a much smaller shir. So therefore, write it down, because even though you think you're potter, maybe when the Beis Hamikdash comes, they're going to say that what you ate is really a shir that is a kazayis, and you're really chayv. But says the Gemara, that's not a possibility, because Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, Ashalite Asana Bishkaga Vashem, that we die from here, Ashav mi adiyasa mi vikarban ashkagasai, Loishav mi adiyasa ye mi vikarban ashkagasai. They only chayev a carbon chatas for a shaygig. If had you had the idea, you would have refrained from the iser. You would have stopped the iser. But here, being that the smaller shear you, at that time that you ate it wasn't the shear, so you wouldn't have been shav mi adiyasa. So you wouldn't even be chayev achatas for such a thing. Rather, what it means is that Shem Yarmah B'Shiurin is that maybe they're going to say that really a Kazayas is larger. So write down what you ate, because even though you think you ate a Kazayas and you're Chayiv, maybe when the Beis HaMikdash comes, they're going to say that that's really not a Kazayas. Maybe really they're going to say a Kazayas is larger, and you're potter for bringing a carbon, so therefore write down how much you ate. Says the Gemara, my desal kadai to meikara. For that which we originally thought, the mechayvi carbon that kazayis katan, that shemi yarbe b'shiura means that they're going to say that you're chayv for a smaller shear. So my yarbe b'shiura, how does that fit into the words yarbe b'shiura? Says the Gemara, we thought that it meant shemi yarbe b'karbonos machma shiurin, that they're going to be marbe in the possibility of bringing karbonos because they're making the shiurim smaller. That's what it meant, yarbe b'shiurim. That's what we thought originally. Says the Gemara, Vayter, Rabbi Yochanan, Shiurin va'inshin alach l'mesh b'sinai. Shiurin, how much a shiur of what a person has to eat to be chayiv, and einshin, chiyuv malkus, and different misais. So that's all alach l'mesh b'sinai. For acting Gemara, einshin is not alach l'mesh b'sinai. Einshin is mechtav ksivi. It's written in the Torah. So you don't call that alach l'mesh b'sinai. Says the Gemara, Elahachi kamar, that shiurim shall einshin alach l'mesh b'sinai. The shiur of how much a person has to eat to be chayiv, and einish, that's alach l'mesh b'sinai. Meaning really, the Chatzis shear is aser min haTorah. Eating even less than a shear is aser. But the shear, to be chayiv an oinesh, that's halach l'mesh b'sinai. Tani nami hachi. Shiurin shal oinshin, halach l'mesh b'sinai. Acherim ha'imrim bezdino shal yayivitz tiknam. Others say that no, it was the bezdin of Asniel ben Kenaz that they were misakin the shiurim shal oinshin. Fact the Gemara, how could that be? Vaksiv eila ha'mitzvahis, she'ein navi rashi l'chadish davar me'ata. A navi can't make up new dinim. Says the Gemara, El Shakham v'chazer v'yastam. Even Acherim, they don't say, they don't mean that Asniel ben Kenaz's Bezdin were Mesakin and Mechadish Nishiurim. They just mean to say that the Shiurim, even though they originally started as Alach L'mesh B'Sinai, eventually they were forgotten, and then the Bezdin of Shal Yaivitz, they reestablished the Shiurim, but the fact that they weren't Mechadish, the Shiurim.